Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about a head-to-head comparison of OpenAI's GPT-03 and Google's Gemini 2.5 Pro models, specifically focusing on their coding capabilities. Let's dive in.
I'm excited. So how did they test these models?
They threw some challenging coding tasks at them. First up, city generation and simulation. The prompt was extensive, designed to see how well each model could interpret and implement a complex specification, complete with parks, people, and even 3JS integration for rendering.
Ambitious. How did GPT-03 fare?
Initially, GPT-03 struggled a bit. The first attempt, without using canvas mode, resulted in flying cars and a lack of buildings. However, enabling canvas mode made a huge difference. The second attempt showed a much more developed city with roads, districts, varying building heights, weather effects, and cars actually staying on the roads. Pretty impressive turnaround.
Wow, a comeback story. What about Gemini?
Gemini's initial attempt also had its quirks. While visually appealing with a dynamic day-night cycle, the cars drove through buildings, and the city lacked density. However, Gemini showed impressive visuals with fog effects and a rotating sun.
So both had strengths and weaknesses right out of the gate. Did they get a second chance?
Absolutely. They provided feedback to each model, encouraging them to incorporate each other's strengths. GPT-03 was tasked with adding a day-night cycle, while Gemini needed to improve building density, keep cars on the road, and incorporate weather effects. They also asked for an overall visual upgrade.
Smart. So, round two, who came out on top?
GPT-03 delivered a visually improved city with configurable lighting, and the cars were still behaving. However, there were still some flickering building issues. Gemini, on the other hand, aimed for visually complex buildings with streetlights and a more detailed city, but performance suffered significantly, making the simulation almost unplayable. It actually ended up cutting many features to improve performance, including the weather system and cars.
Sounds like a tough call. So, who won the city building challenge?
It's difficult to say definitively. GPT-03 maintained better adherence to the prompt, while Gemini attempted more visually ambitious, albeit less performant, results.
On to the next challenge. What was it?
A gamified evolution simulator in 3D using 3JS. This task focused less on specific instructions and more on the model's ability to plan and design a simulation, showing off their design and coding prowess.
Interesting. So, no handholding this time. How did they do?
GPT-03 initially ran into an error with the 3JS import, while Gemini, after appearing to stall, produced a surprisingly functional simulation, albeit simpler than GPT-03's concept. The creatures, represented by marbles, navigated a 3D terrain, seeking food and evolving. It even included a basic UI and gameplay loop.
Wait, so Gemini delivered a working simulation on the first try? Color me impressed.
Even more so considering it incorporated a simplex noise snippet from a previous test, seemingly interpreting it as a design instruction. Pretty clever. However, it did deviate quite a bit from the initial prompt, particularly on the city building task when facing performance issues. It cut back many features to ensure functionality.
So, GPT-3 had a rough start but stuck closer to the prompt, while Gemini was more innovative but prone to cutting corners for performance. A classic dilemma.
Exactly. Each model displayed distinct strengths and weaknesses. GPT-03 seems more reliable for following specific instructions, making it a good choice for complex tasks requiring adherence to a plan. Gemini, however, demonstrates more creativity and speed, making it a potential workhorse for rapid prototyping. Ultimately, the best choice depends on the specific project requirements.
Great insights. Thanks for breaking down this fascinating model comparison. Any final thoughts?
Definitely. It's exciting to see how these models approach coding challenges, and their different strengths highlight the evolving landscape of AI in software development. It'll be interesting to see how future iterations improve on these capabilities. Goodbye, everyone, and see you next time.
Goodbye.